From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Five U.S. states hold presidential primary elections Tuesday. Voters in Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island are expected to give a majority of convention delegates to frontrunners Donald Trump, a Republican, and Hillary Clinton, a Democrat.
I don't like either of those two candidates. I never have. Actually, I was a registered Democrat up until this election. I'm one of those jumped for Trump girls.
Kasich never appealed to me. He pawns himself off as a Midwesterner, but he worked for Lehman. And Cruz is, he's just a very intolerant person. I think the major issue of our time right now is the immigration, and it's the illegal aliens, and Europe seeing what can happen if you don't have your borders.
Trump got some good news Tuesday when the NBC News SurveyMonkey poll released figures that indicate he has 50% support from Republican voters. Spain's King Felipe met Tuesday with political leaders in a last resort attempt to break an electoral deadlock. The king concluded that none of the political parties has enough support to form a government and that the nation will have new elections June 26th. The United States deployed F-22 fighter jets to Romania as a sign of support for NATO's Eastern European allies facing aggression from Russia. The fighter jets landed on Monday at an air base in the country's southeast. South Sudanese rebel leader Riek Machar returned to the capital Tuesday and took the oath as the country's top vice president. Machar's arrival raises hopes that the government and rebels will implement a peace agreement signed last year. South Sudan has gone through 30 months of civil war. This is VOA News.